And we are live. Happy Monday, everybody. I appreciate you guys logging in and listening to this here on a Monday. Today, we have something really important. A lot of chefs and hospitality entrepreneurs need to know about it. So let's get started. Hello, Christian here. I'm your host for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show. And today I want to talk to you guys about finances. We had an opportunity to connect with a few of my chef friends and entrepreneur friends. And what came up all the time was around how to get started around financing. And that kind of goes into our new ebook we just put out. If you haven't done so, go to christianjfisher.com and you can download your free ebook there. So for me, we call this the chef's playbook for financial success. And the reason this is really important is you heard it said that 9 out of 10 restaurants fail. And they do not only fail because they don't have great food. Most of them have amazing food. Where we fall short is around the financial planning to make the restaurant successful. And I struggled with that with my very first restaurant because for me, the culinary school made me ready to make amazing food. They didn't do a good job teaching me the business side. So for me, all the things I have learned over the last 35 years are here in this book. So if you haven't done so, again, go to christianjfisher.com and get your version of the book. Because before we get started, we need to have a good understanding of the financial challenges our industry has. And that's really difficult depending on where your restaurant or where you are located. Because of the irregularity of income. There's seasonal business, there's high overhead costs. And I went to dinner last night in Manhattan with a client. And for me, the food was amazing, atmosphere was amazing. Restaurant probably sat about 150 people that had two waiters. And service was slow. And every time the server came to the table, she apologized that they were understaffed and that they were short. So for me, overhead costs, we need to be really careful. I do not know about the history of the restaurant, if they intentionally only had two people on because it was Sunday night, or if it was really a shortage within our industry. And then also the seasonal nature. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and I was surprised that they only had two people on. Again, food was amazing. Everything was great. Where they really struggled with was making sure it has the speediness of the restaurant. So the reason we wrote this book, this free ebook, was for me really three reasons. Number one, for me, I struggled with that for the longest time until I had a really good friend of mine who became my mentor, still my mentor today, said, hey, we need to look at this differently. We need to look the way do we budget. How do we manage cash flow? How do we reduce expenses without compromising quality? And that for me is the single largest impact which you can have within your restaurant. So it's really important, the whole budgeting effectively. For me, the more I did it, the more I realized that was my shortcoming on my very first restaurant. That's also the shortcoming of some of my friends' restaurants. Because it's easy, you know, sales cures all problems. But when times are tough and COVID really did a number on us, it's really, really important. And then also how to manage cash flow. Number one reason I feel restaurants struggle. Then finally, you know, how can I reduce expenses without compromising quality? And for us at the time, what we did is we looked at menu items. Hey, what was really expensive? So if we had a really good imported tomato and other ingredient, hey, can we use it in 3 or 4 different dishes? We also looked at, you know, dishwasher detergent. And for us, what we learned, dishwasher detergent is really expensive. And also we looked at how can we overall, between uniforms and everything else, how can we cut expenses without really having an impact on the quality of our food. Then also, if you have a good understanding with that, we need to kind of need to get a little bit more in depth on your culinary career. You know, I think chefs need to invest in themselves and not just invest in their skills, also from the business side. You hear me say it all the time, you need a mentor. So I ask more chefs to get a mentor. Also, educate yourself around finance. For me, having my first financial mentor made all the difference because he looked at spreadsheets a lot different than I did. And then also I learned a lot of tips and tricks. Again, they hear now a free ebook, which helped us manage that a little bit more. Also, we need to understand how financial stability can provide a better foundation for us to pursue our culinary passion, our further education, and also what it will take to start your own restaurant. So if you are in a position today where you will move from a sous chef to an executive chef, understanding a spreadsheet and understanding a P&L is crucial. If you are an executive chef and you want to move up in your career, it's even more important for you to have a good understanding how to read a P&L and how to manage it. And then if you want to open up your first restaurant, we talked about this in one of the other podcasts, it's really important for you to be really clear what makes you different. Location, where is your location going to be? What will be your theme of the restaurant? What is the menu going to look like? And how do you provide a wow for your clients? Really, really important. So therefore, I believe as chefs, we just need to spend more time working on us. And I think it was Jim Rohn who says, you need to work more on yourself than you do on your business. So it's really important to do that. And then also get deep in long financial planning. I encourage you to get a mentor or find somebody who is really good at this. And sometimes having somebody come from the outside of the industry helps because they will kind of question things a little bit and they will look at things differently. So really important. My guy came, he was not a food guy. What he was, he was a retail guy. And for me, it was great to hear him how they looked at the retail space and how they made money in the retail space. He always said it was a penny business. And so is in our industry. And then from there, I learned that we made more money on beverages and everything else than we did on food. So we invested more in the side of the restaurant. Not only did we invest more, it became a hub for us. And we made a clear differentiation between the food and the beverage we did. And the food became a side product or an enhancement of the beverages and vice versa. So for us, educating our staff around great drinks, great wines, and something really unique which could make the experience better was key. And then also, where chefs need to learn, our industry is very fragile. And not just it's fragile, us as chefs being on our feet 18, 20 hours a day is not sustainable for a very long time. So therefore, also what we're talking about here in our ebook is saving for retirement, building an emergency fund, and find a way to invest in your future. So what are some of the financial tips we always recommend? And that's for me, there's five. You need to be able to work on a budget. If you haven't done so, get somebody who can help you with that. Because having a strong budget is going to make it so much easier moving forward. And the budget is not set in stone for us. Our budget was, we changed it seasonal. We changed it. We realized that Tuesday was a really slow dinner night, but we had a great lunch business. And our budget reflected that because it helped us, which is our point number two, in growing our sales. Because we said it earlier, sales cures a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems. So a clear, defined budget and stick to the budget is really important because it will help you grow your sales. And from there, make sure you are becoming the leader of your restaurant. Not only become the leader of your restaurant, become the leader your restaurant needs. Everybody else needs to look at you as being that person who provides that oversight, who provides that teaching, who oversees all of the things that guys need to do. I have two restaurants in town here, which are quite successful, but every time I go there, I never see the owner. It doesn't mean that they need to be there all the time, but you need to become the leader your restaurant needs. And walking in as an industry professional, they clearly need to work on that. Then also for us in our restaurants, we need to start holding our management teams accountable. Accountable around what we just talked about, being the budget. How do we manage cash flow? How do we reduce overhead? How do we over-reduce expenses to still provide a great service without sacrificing quality? And then for me, point number four is we need to develop our managers. As we need to invest ourselves, as we talked about earlier, we need to invest ourselves. We need to invest in them, especially if they came through the same ranks as we did. There's a very good chance they will never toward that side of the business. Therefore, we need to develop our managers and teach them the things they need to learn. And then finally for me is, after you have a great budget, you know where sales come from, how I can grow sales. I hold my managers accountable and I'm becoming the manager our restaurant needs. Then the final thing is you need to implement operational efficiency, not just operational efficiency. There needs to be a strategy around that. And so far as is the five most important things to run a successful restaurant. And our book here, we're going a little bit deeper. I only have 50 minutes. I want to keep these conversations short and give you some tools and tips and tricks you can implement tomorrow. And also, I want you to get you to download that ebook, because the ebook is not just for you. It's also for the rest of the team within the kitchen. So really, really important. And then as we go through this, you will see things which currently are difficult become easier. I go back as we did our first budget. In our first budget, I thought it was really, really tight. And as we work through it, it was a lot easier to manage than we originally thought. Not only was it easier to manage than we originally thought, it became our foundation to build the restaurant and build the menu. Everything for us, numbers don't lie. The menu was driven by our budget. It was changed seasonally. And we also knew in the restaurant, we called it our average. We had some items where we made less money on it. There's some of them we know we made a lot more profits on. So, but the average for us was within the budget we needed to do. And as we started to have these conversations with our staff, things seemed to change, because you probably heard it said, the things you focus on expand. If you look at the budget, if you look at your cash flow on a daily basis, it makes all the difference. So for us, if you haven't done so, please go to christianjfisher.com, get your version of your copy of this ebook, because we made a commitment for spring that we launch 5 additional ebooks 100% for free to the industry. All of the things we have learned from how to build a brand, how to build a financial business, how to build a business plan. And hopefully, if you haven't done so, reach out to us. Make sure you have your one-page business plan, which is really the foundation for all of it. There's a few other things we learned. And the first one was for us, how to make the pivot from a chef to an entrepreneur. And we giving you the behind the scenes of all the mistakes I have made and the things I have learned to be where I am today. And I want you to have your learning curve cut in half. These ebooks reflect 30 years of things I've learned, and you can learn it and read it over the weekend. So, but if you haven't done so, please join our private community, which is the disruptivechef.club. That's our front row seat for all things we do within the organization and all the things we provide back to the industry. So you need to go there. You will be the first ones getting those ebooks. We send it to you automatically. You can also become part of our mastermind. You get 2 months for free, the Desk Drive, the mastermind group. We have some other cool training we're going to do, and you have front row seat for that. So today, I know this conversation is not easy, and I wanted to give you a glimpse behind what this ebook is all about. So if you haven't done so, get your copy today, and then let us know what are a thing or two you have learned, because it all starts with a budget. The budget drives sales. Sales drives cash flow. And then tweaking the things you have and make it more efficient is the key of making it work. It's not that hard. And sometimes we make it a lot harder than it needs to be. And for us, we have learned that complexity is the enemy of execution. Make it really simple. Make it really clear. When you train your staff, do it in a way, in a language they understand. Make it simple. It's really easy. We want to watch waste. We want to watch quality. Take the extra 30 seconds. Take the extra minute to make the dish amazing. Take the extra few seconds to train somebody else. Take the extra few minutes to be the manager your restaurant needs. So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in today. Happy Monday. Until next time, remember to disrupt your kitchen, fire up your career, stay hungry for change. My name is Christian. I'm your host of the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show. I'm signing off. With that, I want to say be the change, be the challenge, and be the chef who sets the world on fire. With that, we see you on Thursday.